This is Ia Dossie with WSQL News. Brevard City Manager Joe Moore said that the City Council voted 4-1 to pay $100,000 toward the construction of the county's new animal shelter. The city will pay the amount in five phases beginning the next fiscal year. The new shelter will feature adoption rooms, viewing areas, isolation areas to separate sick and healthy animals, as well as a conference room. The facility is projected to meet the county's needs for the next 25 years and will more than double the operating capacity for dogs and more than triple the capacity for cats. The Transylvania County Board of Commissioners has committed approximately $750,000 toward the $1.1 million project. A volunteer group, the Friends of the Animal Shelter, is working toward raising the rest of the funds needed for the construction. They will be hosting several fundraising information tables the weekend before Halloween. For more information, visit www.animalsheltertc.org or call Nita Hutt at Pure Pets at 884-7333. All donations are tax deductible. Highway Patrolman Chris Pogue says that on Wednesday at approximately 2:42 p.m., Brittany Belcher was traveling on 64 West toward Rosman when Jeffrey Kitchens, 26, of Grovetown, Georgia, pulled out from Cathy's Creek Road and collided with Belcher. Kitchens was transported to Transylvania Regional Hospital, where he was pronounced dead. Belcher had two passengers. Both were treated and later released from Transylvania Regional Hospital. Pogue also said that Belcher was charged with driving with a revoked license, but that the charge did not contribute to the accident. No other charges will be filed. The Transylvania Times reports that Expo 2011, the annual trade show for the Brevard Transylvania Chamber of Commerce, was a smashing success. The theme, Fall Festival on Transylvania's Business Boulevard, celebrates all the spooktacular reasons why it's important to do business locally, drew 46 booths, and Chamber Executive Director Libby Freeman said that she thinks there were more people at this expo than ever before. Freeman said that a committee developed the theme for the event, and then Lee Trapp of the Transylvania Times stepped in and took off from there, using her creative talents to enhance the event. Bill Layton of the Transylvania County Economic Development Department noted that the event was very well done and that there was a steady stream of visitors observing all the goods and services at each booth. For a complete list of this year's participants, see the Thursday edition of the Transylvania Times. Pisgah Astronomical Research Institute, or PARI, reminds everyone on Sunday, November 6th, daylight savings time in the U.S. ends and we set our clocks back to standard time. Some think that we actually lose time when daylight savings time ends, but it was merely created to suit our convenience and save energy. When you get up to set your clocks back on November 6th, look in the sky and you will be able to see Jupiter, Venus, Mars, and just before dawn, Saturn. PARI is a not-for-profit public foundation established in 1998 and is located in the Pisgah National Forest. And in sports, all six of the Lady Blue Devils tennis team members advanced to individual regional play this weekend at Gardner Webb University. The Brevard College Tornadoes welcomed the North Greenville Crusaders to Brevard Memorial Stadium on Saturday. Kickoff is set for 2 p.m. and you can hear all the action here on WSQL 1240 or WSQLradio.com. The Rosman Tigers host Swain, and the Brevard Blue Devils host the North Henderson Knights. Both games begin at 7:30, and pregame is at 6:30. You can hear the Blue Devils on WSQL 1240, and all the Tiger action on WSQLradio.com. And this has been Ia Dossie with WSQL News.